Born in Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. I'm missing all of your calls today.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Like, I literally just turned my head right when you, like, give me the nod. Noral Toyota, thank you very much for being an ongoing supporter. We really do appreciate it. For everybody at home, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you reintroduce yourself to the people at home?
How's it going? I'm Mike Jones, Canadian Mental Health Association, and also with Swamp Rat Experience.
There we go.
And a little show action here.
Nice. I have a new title for you.
Okay.
The episode hasn't aired yet.
Okay.
And I was hoping I'd bump into you before it aired. So, we had Jerry Neville on the show last week, was it, Tanner?
Yeah.
And he gave you... And we all already voted on it. This is your title. You have to live with it now.
Okay.
It's unanimous. You're the king of Fort McMurray.
The king?
The king of Fort McMurray. Jerry said it. We couldn't be more happy about it. Dude, you rep this city hard, bro. Mm. Like, you do so much for this community. We had, like, a whole brag session about you on the show. Like, your events this year, like, have been awesome. Off the chain, man. Like, you've transformed Fort McMurray. You bring people to Fort McMurray.
You're at every event that isn't your own.
That's right.
Try to be.
Dude, you are on fire for years now. This is not like, oh, this guy just showed up.
Yeah.
Like, you've been doing it forever, and it's recognized, bro. So Jerry Neville's dubbed you,
you
the
Jerry.
King of Fort McMurray. Official.
Good to be king. It's good to be king.
So, yeah, man. Anyways, that's your new title.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to make tons of clips about it, so that's you now.
Get a Burger King crown or something.
Yeah. So you're here to talk about rent, though.
Yeah,
that's the main
absolutely.
Thing. Before we get off topic, let's talk about that.
This is a dream show for me. I've always wanted to do this show since it's weird because I saw the movie first. I remember renting it at, like, shout out VHQ back in the day.
Yeah.
And then saw it, and I was like, really, I was like, wow, this is like rock. Like, I'm like, most show tunes or musical theater I'd seen at that point or heard was like West Side Story. It was like, da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Like, very, that kind of thing. So I was like, this is like rock. This is like Green Day. This is awesome. I love this. So I went out and bought the soundtrack. I think it was on iTunes at that point. It was just come out, like 2006 when the movie was out.
Right.
And then got obsessed with the soundtrack. And then we actually went on a family cruise. It was a Puerto Rico to New York kind of thing. And then when we got to New York, we had a day in New York, and I'm like, I want to go see Rent. And I remember my dad was like, I think my mom and my brother went and saw Shrek, the musical or something like that.
Okay.
And me and my dad went and saw Rent, and he was expecting, he'd never been to Broadway. He was expecting, come to the cabaret, old chum, the lights, the glamour, the kick dancing and all that. And I was he's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Like, it's like gritty, like grunge, punk rock, like kind of in your face stuff. And he's Well, like, he liked it, I think, in the end. So.
Nice.
And it was, like, it was really cool. And I'm going to show this on the camera here. I got a little dog tag that day. This is 2006.
Okay.
This Rent, and I put it on my keys. It says, No Day But Today, which is from the show.
Okay.
And because of various fires and garage sales and such things, this is probably the oldest thing I own.
That is
mine is
so
my birth certificate.
Cool. Wow. So this one has an impact for you.
Yeah, then. This has been a show I've wanted to do for a while. I've definitely... nudged Alan or nudged Hannah and been like, can we do Rent? Can we do Rent? Can you guys do Rent?
Right.
And I've always wanted to do the role of Mark too. So.
So you got the role you wanted to play?
The role I wanted. Yeah. I was,
wow.
I remember when I went into auditions and I thought I did a really good job and I was happy with my audition. But at the same time, I was also like, I did Mary Poppins, but I haven't really done as many shows as I had been doing in the past.
Right.
Because of how busy I've been with everything else.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, I was like, they're going to give me like an ensemble role. And I'm just going to be like, just stoked to be a part of it. I was like, I'll be a tree. Like, I was a tree. I was a flower in Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be a fly on the wall for this.
That's right.
And then they called me. They're like, is like, we want to offer you the role of Mark. And I was like, and then I was like, okay, nut up or shut up time. Like,
yeah. That's awesome.
It's, I've been drinking more water than I've ever drank in my life before. Just cause like,
yeah,
I mean, you can hear like the voice is like, it's so much singing and so much going through it. Right. So,
yeah, I've never seen, heard, I know nothing about this play.
Yeah,
I'm
really
so pumped to go.
Yeah, you're going to go in blind.
You guys are selling this so well, by the way.
Thank you.
Like, I've heard about it. I'm excited about it. Like, I go to a lot of things. And some things, I'm like, I'm excited.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was good, whatever.
Good
art. Like,
you know.
This is like, I'm hyped to go to this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm glad I have my ticket already and I don't have to, like, mess around. Like,
yeah,
it's going to be, it's going to be, like, from everything I've heard, it's going to be wild.
It's not like, I mean, there's obviously been many imitators and duplicators over the years, but when it came out at the time in the mid 90s or sort of in that era where grunge was a big thing right now. Right. But it's just compared to everything that had come before it. It's
right.
It blew the walls off of Broadway. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Cause like, I gotta be honest, when I thought musical, I thought I was going in for that.
Yeah. Da, 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 da,
and so this from like hearing about some of like the subject matter and hearing like now you've added another layer to this that they, like they, like everybody.
It's a rock opera, right? This is like,
and it seems like it speaks to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like it seems like everybody has their own emotional memory and attachment to this play.
Yeah. This is, it's one of the ones that I think it's on a lot of people's minds. And if you're, to talk about some of like maybe the top 10 or top 5 even like Broadway shows of all time. I think it comes up, especially in our generation.
Right.
It comes up a lot.
Yeah.
But it's also a show that's not done as often as some of, you know, your, I guess, different generations, but your Grease and your West Side Stories, which are still awesome shows in their own right, because this is very difficult to pull off. A lot of the, it's like a triple threat. A lot of the characters, not only is there a lot of singing, there's a lot of movement and dance, but there's also a lot of acting and a lot of heavy subject matter, right? That it's like, it's difficult to pull off, right?
Yeah.
So you need,
yeah.
And we've, I'm just blown away. Like a lot of, I've worked with a couple people or known a few people on the cast before, but a lot of these people just kind of came out of nowhere and they maybe moved to Fort McMurray during COVID and like didn't really get to experience the art scene here, and now they're like, they came up for auditions, and that's what I love. Swamp Rat's been amazing at kind of finding those new talents, and because there is so much talent that's established here in this town, right?
That's right.
And you go and see a show like Clue, and you see, you know, Zanon and Brody and Tim and all these guys that are just like,
that's right.
I would go see them every weekend if they did a show. I'd be like, yeah, I'll be there because they're so hilarious and they're so good.
They really
so it's
are.
Like, but when you have multiple productions happening at the same time, it's like you have to rely on finding new talent as well, right?
That's right. That's right. But that's what keeps the scene
alive
too, right?
And that's what Swamp Rat's done such a good job at, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch or phone, so that means he is ready with his questions for the Max City Minute.
Perfect.
But before we jump into that, we're going to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie.
Nice.
Take it away.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we're back. Thank you, Carrie. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All right, question number one for you today. What do you think is the hardest rap song of all time?
Like to pull off? Like best?
You choose the criteria.
Yeah, because I was just thinking hardest. Like, what do you mean? Like hardest to like kick flow to? Hardest like just impact? Like
I was like hardest to like do it karaoke would probably be like either Rap God Eminem or like Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Protecting it. Like that's like, impossible. Hardest for me, geez, I like a lot of, like, I love Nas, going to see this weekend. I love Atmosphere is one that doesn't get a lot of respect, I don't think, as much. So some of those guys are guys I mess with.
There you go.
Question number two. What is your top three dishes in Fort McMurray that someone coming here would need to try?
Okay. So definitely the mushroom, is it mushroom ravioli that they have at Shrekas on the Snai? Mm-hmm. Is absolutely awesome. big fan of the wings at the Black Horse. I think just to experience that atmosphere too, it's just such a fun pub. I would say honey garlic or your choice, but get a little Dave's hot sauce on the side. Dip. Awesome. Third one. Oh my gosh, I'll have to think about this. There's so much good.
Oh, there's so much, good stuff out there.
And I'm just like blanking. Yeah. Like trying to think. Like, where do I go all the time? Like,
yeah.
It might have to be the Brie Berry at Mitchell's. Well, no, I'll say Sweet Chili Heat because it's just such a essential part of the storyline. I know that's kind of a, of course you'd say Mitchell's, but it is. No, you have to go to Mitchell's.
It's the crown jewel of
the city. Someone's visiting, you got to go to Mitchell's, right?
Yep.
Question number three. As the king of Fort McMurray, who would you say would be on your Mount Rushmore of Fort McMurrayans?
Oh, wow.
I got like I hate these questions. That's like such I want to answer question. All the questions, but
you could have like a theater Mount Rushmore. There could be a music Mount Rushmore. You could be oh my gosh,
yeah.
I mean, I'll go like with a somewhat safe answer and just talk about like some of the people that have been here forever, mm-hmm. and are like I think Sandy Bowman. You have to have Sandy on there, right? Just because he's been here forever. I'm gonna throw in like a you know there's friends but someone that's just like behind the scenes. I guarantee she would decline it. She wouldn't do it. But Michelle Landseedle.
Oh yeah.
Because she's just such a like she's just such she's a volunteer. Just a volunteer. She's at everything.
She really is.
I might put Verna Murphy up there just because everything that she's doing right now with Heritage Village and how like that's been going really well. And then. What are we, Mount Rushmore is four, right?
Yeah. You got three.
Yeah.
I love this question.
Oh, this is like the hardest question ever. This should be on hot wings. Like, I should be eating like the hot wings right now. This would be like, the last wing, and you're just like sweating.
Yeah.
I'm still sweating. I'm just like, because I'm going to forget somebody that I'm like, oh my God. Just because we're on the topic of theater, Alan Roberts.
Oh.
Alan's got to be on there just because of everything that he's done with Keanu. And I know there's like, there's a million other people that deserve to be there because of like the guys that have backed it financially and everything like that and supported the arts and supported everything. Like a guy like Mike Moore who sponsors everything is also like, I don't know. That's such a tough question. Yeah.
Question number four. What do you think is one talent in Fort McMurray that people sleep on?
A talent that people sleep on?
From Fort McMurray.
Okay. Geez, there's a lot. There's a couple of people in the show right now in Rent that people might not even be sleeping on because they might not have even heard yet.
Yeah.
But once this show comes, they're not going to be sleeping on them anymore.
Right.
Musically, I think some people are still sleeping on, they don't play as much, but Good Spread always put on a great show. Adam Bugden is another one. I think some people are still haven't had the chance, and he's just coming out of like he was playing around the campfire up until last year, and now he's playing full time gigs, and he's just phenomenal. I love his attitude; just such a positive dude.
Yeah,
firefighter as well, right? And he's just big mental health advocate, and just killing it on the music scene right now. So, Adam Bugden, stop sleeping on him.
And your final question. What do you think is the coolest toy you've ever played with?
The coolest toy?
Yeah.
Probably the Technodrome. Nice. When we were a kid, you know, like it was Technodrone? Oh my God, I can't remember the name. The Shredder. Like
I know what you're talking about.
You know exactly,
I know exactly
right?
what you're talking about.
My brother had the set. I think I had the Ninja Turtles lair, which was still pretty cool.
Yeah.
But he had the Technodrome, and that was pretty cool. It like opened up and stuff came out of it.
Those have been five questions.
This has been on set for a few weeks now. Check that bad boy out.
Oh my gosh. This is a Ninja Turtles van?
Yeah, with the door opening. I have
there you go. Oh, it actually opens.
Yeah, that's a luxury model. I have another one over there that's just like your typical Hot Wheel
one.
This
is your basic one?
That's a premium, and then he has the main
one. I love that you guys have the Hot Wheels.
It's a crippling addiction in my life.
Yeah. We've got some, we'll talk about it off the camera with you, but we got some exciting Hot Wheel news going on.
Oh,
yeah, we're pretty pumped about it. So
stay tuned.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So with this, like, I don't know how you do all of it, dude. Like, cause I know people who have been in plays. Like, I get it. Like, it's a huge it's a lot of time commitment. And so I could understand why somebody like you would be like, listen, I can't put that kind of commitment behind this because I do everything else. Mm-hmm. How has this been for you, just trying to, like, accommodate this into your already hectic life?
It's been a, it's like, it's a lot of it is it, the way they've scheduled this show is we started a month earlier. We also, like, auditioned before the summer, so we've had basically the whole summer to, it also helps that, you know, knowing the songs growing up. But
right.
Now, knowing them, but not knowing versus knowing how to sing them and knowing your parts is a lot different, which is something. But I got to say, our like Swamp Rat, just the whole team, Hannah, Zen, and everybody for the way they've scheduled it. But just the directing staff, like Zach and Jenny are just, they make you feel so comfortable.
That's good.
And like Jenny has taught me so much about music. And then like Jenna, you know, Courtney, our stage management team, and everybody involved with this show is just, has been phenomenal and so accommodating. But I also got to give a shout out to like my CMHA team and the team at Balsam and my team, you know, Kirsten, Isabella, Candace, Dave Boots, that are helping out with Tipsy Trivia and helping keep that going as well.
Right.
And Curtis as well. They've been phenomenal for that. So
you're partnered up so well with so many different organizations and people. Bro, I don't know how you do it.
I just want like people to have, because I, you know, you get so many times where it's like, someone's like, this is my shortchange, or I'm in town and I'm only in town for one night.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a Tuesday or it's a Monday. And it's just like, well, if you're only here this weekend, there's a million things to do. There's always a million things to do on the weekend. I just want something.
Yeah.
Something fun to do on that night. Right.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
like, you got in, you got to make it.
Yeah. That's exactly. Like sometimes if you, you want something in this town, just do it.
Yeah. That's where like this whole rave idea came from myself and Tanner. It's just like
I want a rave.
And someone's I want a rave.
Do it.
Yeah.
Just make it happen.
I wanted the culture in Fort McMurray. You know, I feel like this city will benefit from something like that.
Yeah. And there is like it's the appetite's there. You know, Northern Funk's doing a lot of these EDM shows and stuff like that. And I like, I would party at like Lindsay and Eric's house and stuff like that.
Yeah,
right.
I'm
sure we all have. But just like, hang out at like friends' houses and stuff. And there's like this culture. And it's just like.
That's right.
I'm not saying bring it to the mainstream. We don't need to put it, you know, but let's elevate it. Let's focus it and find people that are like, that they don't feel like they belong and they find something they belong with.
That's exactly it. Because Fort McMurray's grown and changing in regards to like the demographic that's here, right?
Huge, so, still like, a very young city, very transient, but a lot of people are making it their home now, right?
That's right. So, I got to ask you, I got to go back to it because like, honestly, like maybe there's somewhere I can vote on this in the future. Maybe there is, like, I'm bad at this kind of stuff, but your event, that Rock the Rails event this year, bro, like, I talk about it all the time. Like, it's the pinnacle event that I've been to in Fort McMurray in ages.
This year, I feel like, was the year we finally, I think, honed in, and it was, like, coming out of it every year. We're like, okay, we got to do this next year. We got to go bigger. We got to go bigger. We got to go bigger. And it's like, obviously, you want to get bigger, but I think this year was so good and so well done. It's just like, let's perfect what we've done and like let's hone on, like still bring the energy, still bring everything, but like I think this year is the year like people got it.
Yeah, like,
and
you,
people like, this is what this event is.
I forgot I was in Fort McMurray. Like, you transform that area to be like, I'm not in Fort McMurray, I'm not in Edmonton, I'm not, I'm in this environment called Rock the Rails.
Right?
That's exactly
it. Yeah.
So like, me and Tanner are big vibe people, like hence like The Office, like,
100%.
There's a way to set a tone.
Yeah.
Like, what's your thought process for an event like that? Because it's so huge just in space alone. Like, how do you, like, it's hard enough to set a tone in, like, our studio.
Totally. Yeah. Setting that atmosphere. Yeah. I honestly got to give a big shout out to, like, Michelle and Dan and Darren, who are on the team this year, and some of the other, like, all sponsors, obviously, but, like, just they were so, I've been just, you know, me, I'm the dreamer, and getting these people that can, like, figure out how to execute things, right?
Right.
Because, you know, sometimes with events, it's like you can dream big, but if you can't live up to those dreams, it's like you need to hone it in a little bit, right? And sometimes that means just downsizing and like, okay, well, I guess we're not doing what we said we were going to do. And
right.
So, you know, there's always managing expectations, but then figuring out a way to do it and be able to bring things to life. And I think we really honed on it this year. And now, you know, June 7th and 8th next year, right?
Yeah.
Starting to work on next year already, so.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we are out of time.
We always go over time. I know. I'm the worst for it. I'm sorry.
Well, listen, me too.
Oh, you are not the worst.
Yeah.
Name names. Name names. Yeah. Tanner, hot five. Let's go.
Elliot.
Boom. Yeah. But before we cut you loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I'm so happy the poster's right there. November 16th to 18th, Keanu Theater, Rent. It's finally here. Tickets are moving pretty quickly. We got a matinee on the 18th as well. I know it's a busy weekend in town, Festival of Trees, so plan accordingly so you don't have to miss anything. Get the Thursday ticket, get the matinee ticket, whatever you got to do. Don't miss the show. It's amazing. I got to give a huge shout out to the cast. It's just blown away. It's so cool to get in there and work with all these people every day.
There you go. Awesome.
Well, a name drop, but like I'm going to forget somebody in there.
Yeah, that's
like,
all right. Listen. You come on the show enough that like you can come in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you'll get them next time.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate both of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.